May we be gifts of God's love to others always. Amen. When thinking about our gospel for today, there are two things I would like to start with that I think captures in a way what Jesus is trying to say to the rich man, to the disciples, and to us. The first is a Chinese saying that goes, if you want happiness for an hour, take a nap. If you want happiness for a day, go fishing. If you want happiness for a year, inherit a fortune. If you want happiness for a lifetime, help someone. The second thing is a social experiment I had heard about by a Harvard scientist named Michael Norton. And this experiment that I'm going to share, what Norton was trying to figure out and wrestle with, is happiness and money. Does one increase the other? Can money buy happiness? And I'll share the experiment and then tell you what Norton found out. So the experiment would be to set aside an amount of money, nothing large. And the experiment, the range was between $5 and $20. So we'll say set aside $10 for yourself, and then set aside another 10. Pick two different days to use the $10. The first day you use the $10, think about your level of happiness. And then at the end of the day, think about your level of happiness about the money you had just spent on yourself. The next day, you would use the other $10. Again, think about your level of happiness, and then use this money to spend on someone else, either someone you know or don't know. And then at the end of the day, think about your level of happiness about spending the money on someone else. I think you all know where this is going. What Norton found out was that when we spend money on other people, the emotional benefits, our level of happiness, is greater than when we spend money on ourselves. So, to Norton's way of thinking, when money is used in this way, it does appear to buy happiness. Jesus loves the rich man who came to him. And Jesus looks at the man and is filled with love for him. Jesus doesn't see the man as greedy or malicious. The problem isn't necessarily with the man's wealth itself, but rather what Jesus is highlighting for all of us is the behavior and attitudes that wealth and privilege can evoke. In first century Roman Palestine, the wealthy elite, and this man would have been among them, had the political power, had the economic status, and this power and status allowed him and others like him to direct the lives of others who either had less wealth and power or who were poor. The more power, privilege, and prestige, the more one clings to their power, privilege, and prestige. So what Jesus is asking of this man is quite radical. Give it all up. Renounce controlling power. Share economic resources, share privilege. And Jesus acknowledges how hard this can be and tells us it's like trying to squeeze a camel through the eye of a needle. And the rich man, he doesn't think he has it within himself to do what Jesus has told him he needs to do. So he walks away grieving and shocked. The man was hoping he would be validated and knowing that he was on his way to inheriting eternal life. He followed all of the rules, so surely the inheritance was his. But the kingdom of God isn't about rules and power and status. It is about the relationships we cultivate, how we use and share the gifts that God has given to us. Jesus is inviting us to reflect upon the question this way: how do we become rich in the things that matter? And Jesus' answer shifts the goal of religious life as following laws to a religious life as creating a spiritual life. Jesus' answer shifts the goal from thinking of eternal life as checking off boxes of accomplishment to focusing on how to create and live into the kingdom of God now, by being willing to grow and explore one's inner self and one's relationship with God. And Jesus' answer moves towards thinking about what does it mean to care for our souls. Caring for our soul is a different endeavor altogether. It is a lifelong journey of cultivating wisdom, humility, loving kindness, compassion, and sharing. The first will be last, and the last will be first. If we want happiness, help someone. Wealth and power are not bad in and of themselves. It is very much about how we use and share our wealth and power that makes all the difference. Amen.